podcasting straight from my front porch, where together we can share our inspirational journeys with the world, one story at a time. Thanks for supporting my Inspirational Journeys podcast. My purpose is to provide a platform for authors, creative artists, and entrepreneurs to share their stories while also providing writing tips, encouragement, and inspiration to help you achieve your writing goals through faith and courage. By clicking the Support This Podcast button or following the link in my show notes, your monthly contribution of 99 cents, $4.99, or $9.99 will help me achieve mine. Crimson Cloak Publishing proudly presents October Savings. Three ebooks for $5. That's right, you get three ebooks priced at $3.99 or less for just $5. Get your favorite books while the savings are hot. This deal ends October 31st. Go to crimsoncloakpublishing.com and click on Bookstore to get three great reads for one low price. Use promo code 3 for 5 at checkout. That promo code again is the number 3, the letters FORN, all caps, and the number 5, all one word, to use at checkout to take advantage of this special offer. Happy reading! Welcome to Inspirational Journeys, everyone. My name is Ann Harrison Barnes, and today I want to give you advice about watching your PayPal account or any accounts that you have, because I got a notification on my phone and an email yesterday afternoon saying that I owed $5.99 on an invoice, which I knew I didn't because the last thing I'd done is put money into the bank. I'm not going to tell you how much, but that was the last thing I had done. And it looked like that I had sent an invoice to PayPal under my name, under my email address. So what I did, one of the things I did is I went in and changed my password. Then I contacted Spoof, that's SPOOF at paypal.com. I will leave that email address in the description in case you guys have any PayPal issues or scams that portray themselves as official PayPal businesses, or businesses running official PayPal accounts, should I say. And I forwarded the email to them. I asked my brother to look at it. My brother canceled the invoice, or said that it was canceled. And so now I don't have that invoice staring at me and the alert that says it needs attention. I mean, the invoice was even on my account, no matter whether I deleted the email or not, because I have the PayPal app on my iPhone and it popped up there first. So any change that you do, PayPal will put that up there. So apparently somebody had gotten into my account somehow and created an invoice for PayPal, which I thought was kind of weird. But anyway, always make sure to change your passwords and keep your make sure to change your passwords on any accounts. And if you get spam emails or scam emails with a fake business saying that they want you to work for them, they want to pay you PayPal, but then they want you to pay them say that you order something and a business emails you through your PayPal account wanting you to pay for shipping. Don't do that. Or if somebody pays you for a service and you get more than what you're supposed to be owed, watch that, because that's not supposed to happen. So any kind of scams like that, report them to the spoof@paypal.com email. If you go to paypal.com's help and contact link on their website, they'll give you this information. They will tell you all kinds of different scams that you can come across or whatever. But still, watch your PayPal and watch all of your accounts. And this is just another update and add into the Beware of Scammers thing that I told you about a couple of weeks ago. I think I'd have to look at the date. But yeah, it's documented. I did an episode on this. So I want you guys to beware of scammers. Watch your PayPal account for any suspicious invoices that you're not familiar with. I mean, if it's something that you know you did, or money you know you're supposed to receive for something, that's one thing. But if it's an invoice that you weren't familiar with and you know you didn't send out an invoice, then yeah, you better watch your account and change your passwords, because that will keep anybody from getting into your account. So that's my tip for you today, because in this author life, we have to be very careful, because there are a lot of people who will take advantage of us. So as authors, we need to keep, as writers running our author businesses, we have to make sure that our accounts are safe and secure, and that we have a viable way to receive payment from book sales and other freelance work that we do. So make sure that everything is secure and double check your accounts. That's all I can say. And make sure you don't fall into the email scams. So that's my little advice for you guys today. I hope you have a wonderful day. Hope you're enjoying this beautiful fall weather and getting some inspiration for your writing, and getting some writing done, because we all need to be writing. I'm about to go back and do some editing and adding in on my book, which I'm on not what the actual chapter 30 that I had before, but I'm actually on chapter 30, and I've added some suspense in my book. So I wanted to give you guys that update while I'm actually on here right now. So, but I do appreciate you guys listening, and I appreciate all your prayers for me and for all my writing friends. And you guys have a blessed day, and stay tuned for Thursday's interview. Talk to you later. Bye bye. If you have feedback for the show, questions about the writing life, or suggestions for future shows, there are three ways you can contact me. You can either send me a voice message from anywhere, contact me via my website, or send me an email. The links are in my show notes. Thanks for listening, and have a blessed day. So I challenge you today to go out there and read to get inspired. Write something inspiring and share your creation with the world. For when you've touched one life, you've touched 1,000. Thanks for joining me on Inspirational Journeys. You guys have a blessed day.